Is any of this boring museum stuff going to be on the test, Dad? Sorry, but it is boring, and you are my dad. I'm not going to call you Mr. or Sir or Professor, whatever, just because you also happen to be my teacher. And you're taking us on another stupid field trip to another useless museum. You're my father long before you were my teacher. Oh, great. Another talk. Well, can't the other students at least go have their bag lunches? They don't need to see me getting bitched out yet again. Hey, if you need me, I'll just be here in this little exhibit room with my father and the other fossils. Save me a seat. So, here we are again, Dad. I caused yet another scene on an official class trip and challenge your authority in front of the other students. They're expecting you to give me a good lecture, or maybe just some extra homework related to this field trip. But, Daddy, I was thinking maybe you could give me a good spanking instead. If we don't have time for that, I'll settle for some quick, rough sex right here. You can bone me right here in front of the mastodon bones. Look, I don't even wear panties, just the way you like. I don't let any of the boys see, even with this short schoolgirl skirt I wear. What's under my skirt is just for my daddy. But not wearing panties means less time wasted, and I can't lose my panties like I did at the zoo a few months ago. I think we've got at least 15 minutes until the next tour group comes through. It's only schools that come by this time of day. And you do like fucking me in public every bit as much as I like getting fucked. Taking your little girl at home isn't nearly as fun as screwing her in public, where someone could walk in on us. Even one of the other students who know we're related. It's so dangerous, but that's what makes it so hot. We really should get started though, Daddy. We don't want to have to rush too much. I'll just bend over and brace myself against this pillar. If I stand up on my tiptoes, that should bring my bottom up just the right height. It's up to you to lift up my skirt though and place it lovingly around my waist. It's good for us that these museums can't even afford cameras. If they could, someone would be watching or recording my bare little butt sticking out, all exposed. They'd be seeing you run your hands all over it in a way a daddy definitely shouldn't to his daughter's bottom. If they had sound, they might even catch the sound of my daddy slowly unzipping his pants. But let's pretend there's a camera over there, Daddy. That's where the door out there is, anyway. If there was a camera here, or if somebody walked in, they would see you moving up behind me. They'd see your big, scary cock pointing right at me as I quiver in excitement. Maybe they'd even mistake my shivering for fear and think you were making me do this. Oh, and another quiver as my daddy's cock touches my special place. But it's your special place too. Because you spend so much time in it. It's not just my pussy. My pussy belongs to my daddy. Oh, before you put it in, Daddy, you should know that I might have forgotten to take my birth control pills. I really am a bad girl, aren't I, Daddy? I could understand if you didn't want to fuck me under these conditions, even though we both like danger. You could just take your cock away from my wet little pussy and put it away without fucking me. Or you could put it in for a little bit and then take it out before you come. But then what if you got some on the floor and some poor little kid slipped in it? Or maybe it landed on one of the exhibits and ruined it? If you put your cock in me, you know you'd have to leave it in until you came. We already know my pussy can hold all of your cum. So, we'd be safe that way. Just not safe as far as pregnancy goes. If that kind of thing bothers you, Daddy. I'll take the way you're pressing the tip into me to mean that it doesn't. Or maybe I just got you worked up so hard, Daddy. I can get you to do all kinds of naughty things with my teasing. I can even get you to do me while I'm unprotected and probably ovulating. Just like what you're about to do me now. As you slowly push forward a little more. I've made you a little hesitant. But I know my daddy won't let me down. You'll give me a good fucking, won't you, Daddy? Your bad little girl needs one. Daddy, your cock slides into me so easily these days, even with how tight I am. It's because I'm so wet. And I love your cock so much. I used to have to get used to it after you put it in. But these days, I'm ready for you to start fucking right away. Oh, yes, Daddy. Yes. Fuck. Fuck your little girl. Fuck all the bad out of her with your big, hard cock. Until there's just a good girl left. Teach me not to smart off to you in front of the other students. Even if it's all just an act. I'm my daddy's girl. And I obey him completely. Even if he asks me to do the naughtiest things for him, or with him. Oh, fuck. If someone walked in, they'd see the big, older man fucking the smaller, younger girl. They might think you're forcing me. You'd be in so much trouble, Daddy. Even if this is with my fully consent, and I'm technically an adult, I'm still your daughter. You get in trouble with the police, and the school. What would you do if someone walked in, Daddy? Would you stop fucking me and pull out? Or would you finish up inside me, knowing that it might be the last time you ever get to, until you're out of prison? But then I wouldn't be so little anymore. I'd still wait for you, me, And maybe our baby too. If you got me pregnant. Oh, fuck. Will you get me pregnant here today, Daddy? Right here in the museum. With all the old stuff. We could make new life among the old, dead things. I kind of want to have your baby daddy. To all the people we know, it would just be another sign of what a bad girl I am. Despite what a good daddy you are. Only the two of us would know the truth. Unless someone walks in on us. Daddy, I'm gonna come. Your little girl is going to come on your big daddy cock. And I know you're about to come in my tight little pussy. And it makes me want to come even harder. Daddy, grab onto my hips, Daddy, and drive yourself deep into my body one last time. This time either, Daddy. So, I guess you'll have to pull it out and put it back into your pants, and we'll just have to try again. Thankfully, there's a lots and lots of field trips, but maybe I did get pregnant today, and we'll just have to see, won't we, Daddy? Then this schoolgirl uniform might not fit me so well, but my pussy will always be a fit for your cock. Now, let's go meet up with the other students eating their lunches. If I walk with a limp, maybe they'll think you did spank me. One or two of the boys may even joke about us doing dirtier things. Oh, if only they knew, Daddy. Now, I'm going to have to go back to pretending to be a bad girl again. But don't worry, Daddy. Under this bad girl exterior, I'll always be Daddy's good little girl. And there will always be a nice, wet pussy waiting just for you.